Earl?
Are we up?
Hey, man.
Hey, everyone.
How's it going?
Hey, everybody.
It's going.
Thomas, here. Thomas up there in the corner on my screen, who I know has a hard time hearing a lot of people going on. And we'll get some muting going on after some initial check-ins. Yeah, thanks. Shared that with me last time, and I'm sorry about that. So if you know you're in a noisy place, definitely mute up. Wow, a couple things. I wanted just to tell everybody, this is always available in our member portal. You can always just come over at Resources, Live Q&A Logistics, and it'll always have the link for today. I know some people were looking to that. After today, this will be changed to week 4, and we'll get that set up so you'll be able to put them in your calendar. All right. Other logistics. I put something in the Facebook group a little while ago just about signing up for this free trial, this 7-day thing. We're going to do something today, hopefully, for some of you who are making landing pages. Don't feel comfortable putting them on your website or want another option for a page builder. Man, holy cow. I did something today. I spent some time with the owner of this company today, and we set up something quite remarkable. So an alternative for you. How's everybody doing? Man, there's a lot of movement in this group. It's really insane. It's people are jumping ahead, finding out what they need to do. And as you've learned when I said I'm here for you for these 10 weeks, it's like I'm up late writing copy with some people. I'm sending off to my editor guy who works for me to get one person's CVI together, who booked a gig. Don, that was awesome, was holding a baby.
Wow.
Who booked a gig. Just off something we did. Hey, Miguel, good to see you too, man. Yeah, good. Whew. All right. So I want to, this week we had outsourcing, we had Bill Lamon, and we had the sales funnel. Three big things we talked about, and I know there's been some good homeworks and check-ins about, not Bill Lamon, I mean,
oh, no, buddy.
Larry Vinay. Larry Vinay, yeah, outsourcing Larry Vinay and sales funnels. And I saw some people played with Connection Challenge and are seriously thinking of doing that. Awesome, Bobby. Yeah. I filtered out over the 13 times of running this, the people who move the needle in our lives, really move the needle, and the people who are on here and selling crap, and I just got them off it very quickly. So right now, the guest faculty we have on is all just massive value adding. I see a note from Desi down there, but I can't read it, but you're somewhere. Oh no, that was from somebody else, a chat that popped up. Yeah. So, with that, I want to leave this Q&A open to anything about the outsourcing, about the Larry Vinay Connection Challenge, about the 5-step sales funnel. And let me start this off, actually, by just showing you guys something. This is, this is a page you're probably all familiar with because it was in the lesson. Again, if you go up into the right side of your screen, there's a little thing that says gallery view or speaker view. If you want to be on speaker view, that's how I will post the recording, so you can see the full screen. But if it's hard for you to see with all the little boxes, just click on speaker view up there and it'll go to whoever talking live. So when I do things like this, this is a painfully ugly page. I admitted that straight off the bat. I said I never made these things fancy. And they booked me hundreds of thousands of dollars of work over the time I've been doing them. That to prove a point. And I know that the web has come a long way, you know, since I started doing this stuff 10 years ago, getting crinkly little pages up. So I've been playing with a company who has the only integrated package I've ever really seen. This is not a sales message for it. I did set them up for a 7-day trial on there. If you want to go on with this thing, it does everything you could ever imagine, from webinars to page building to gathering databases to sequencing to making animated video cartoons. It's nuts. I've never seen something so integrated. But I set up something and I spent about 20 minutes modifying a page this morning because it was my first time doing it. And I just want to show you what I turned that page into. Oh, that's the, this is the editor view of it. Let me find this page here for you real quick. Let me just bring up the actual page. You know, I just saw, I saw some people yesterday going, where do I put a page? How do I make it? You know, where do I park it? How do I do all this? I know where to find it. And it's still somewhat new to me, but Builders, Pixel, My Sites.
And Barry, what is this page for? This is, I'm a little confused.
Sure. This is where we would put those CVIs that we talked about in the five-step sales funnel on module three. So some people had made a little video. I know Sarah made one, Don made one. I don't know if some other people had made one as I'm looking around. But if you've made one, my idea and how I always did it was instead of just sending them an email with a link to a YouTube video where I may have put that, I sent them to a page and that's where I could explain the value of the page.
Oh, right. The host on your website.
Yes, exactly.
Where does the initial graphical component that go to? You know, so when you first send them out, you schedule the call, that first little one pager, do you send that as like a PDF or do you make another?
I just stick in as a PDF. Absolutely. Yep, that thing I always put in. Let me just find this here. Oh, here we go. I can do it this way. Yeah, so it's funny. This using this builder and bringing this back and seeing how easy this is damn near made me want to get back into my world of doing this, performing this. Okay, so here's what I turned this into. Just a little different looking page. And this was all with a drag and drop builder. Maybe 20 minutes I spent on this one because it was my first one. I'm gonna put the link to this in the, let me put the link to this in the chat here. Gosh, I have a hard time getting on. I wanna join this from my laptop here so I can drop links in here and see the chat. I just need to do this, but not take over the, I did this yesterday on a call and all of a sudden all the recording shifted to my laptop. So I need to just do this a little differently. Okay, mute that. Let me join audio there. Okay.
Oops. So with this CDI that you were talking about, it sounds like you just get them a special link so it only goes to the person that you wanted to see it on your website.
That's correct, yeah. And that was when we got to the stage five of that sales funnel. Good, I'm not going to stay on this chat because I don't want to mess with this. Okay, I'm putting in the chat right now the link to that page. I'm sorry, you guys, I wasn't a little more prepared for this. I really wanted to get this all ready for you. Okay, here we go. Okay, you can click on that and see the page that has become. Yeah, I'm gonna get out of that. So yeah, you look at those two side by side, it's a little bit of a different world. Same info. I did move a couple of testimonials here to the bottom. Just grabbed a couple. Made all these live links to the outside world. And honestly, in this thing, these could pop up right on this page with just another click of the button. I learned after playing with a little more. So the good news is for you guys, this is what I was able to do. This is, let me find this now. I was able to Yeah, I'm able to get this. So you guys have access to that page and actually just drag and drop, edit it your own way. And I'll show you how you do that. Let me pop this. One second, you guys. Sorry about that. This was easier when I had the co-owner of the company on with me. Show me how to do this. Okay. Okay, there we go. I got it. Okay. Okay, let me pop one more link in here now for you. I know I'm going to lose attention from some of you guys here for the rest of this thing once you see this and start playing with it, and I don't want to, I'm going to run that risk, but just jump into this meeting here. Yeah, tell me after this meeting if this was the wrong order to do this in, to show you guys this at the beginning. But I know some of you guys are actively working on this stuff. Okay, let me stick that link in here. Okay, there's, oh shit, no, that's the link to this meeting. Sorry about that. Okay, there's the link to the landing page you can modify. So you'll be able to basically bring up this exact template if you click on there. And I know if you're on a phone, you won't be able to do that. Okay. So if some of you guys are bringing that page up, if you're able to, is anyone bringing that page up? You're going to wait till later or try and look at it? Okay. That's a page in there that you can actually just go in there and modify to your own liking. You know, just I'll show you on my screen here. Click here and, you know, just come in here, change this to your company, everything. And then when you go to save it, you have to have registered for that 7-day trial first, and you'll get a login and password for that, and you can save it there. If you decide to go on past that 7-day trial with this thing, it's $29 a month. Let me think, is that the one? Or you can do a $9 a month, and I forget the restrictions. I don't know it that well. I'm not selling this thing, it's not my thing. I just got this all set up so you can come in here, modify this, literally stick your own video in here, change these things to be your own comments, your own whatever you want to put on here. This whole system, there's remarkable training videos. You watch a short video on any section that you bring up here to add something. And boy, I mean, I saw this and I went, man, I wish I could go back to the very first Showbiz Blueprint I ever taught, because really the Frankensteining together of systems is you need a brain like mine that's been doing this for a long time to even start to do it. What this allows you to do is nothing short of, you know, what we used to pay $1,000 just to get started with a web designer, to be able to come in and grab this stuff and change it. So. If you don't have the means to set up your own landing page nice and easily on your own website, if you do, great, and you're happy doing that. That's how I always did it. I stuck it on Raspini.com. If you don't, you want to do something like this, I wanted to just make this available for you guys that don't want to think about it. These, I'll modify this one a little bit just to show you kind of some stuff that I learned in the last few minutes. When I highlight this section right here, there's this little arrow that appears to the right. If I want to stick something new in here, I drag this, it moves everything under it right down. And then I come over to this little plus button right here, and I just hit this, and all these amazing gallery of photos, a menu, a new menu I want to put in, audios or videos, social link contact. And here's where a lot of the fun is, here in this banner section here. And these are little categories of it, but features and benefits. You want to do three different packages for your show. Wonderful. You know, drop this in, pull this down to the bottom of this one, line it up here, put your, party. Boy, oh boy, this is. You know, I don't know what you want to call these things. I'm just making stuff up.
So this is like Camtasia, right? I think I'm pronouncing that right. And
no, this is not Camtasia. This is where you would build a landing page where you would put the CVIs you make. So you would use Camtasia for recording this video here that I made.
Oh, I see.
Yep. So this is, you make a PowerPoint like Sarah and Don did. I know both made one over the last couple of days. Recorded it using, what did you use to record yours, Sarah?
I actually use Keynote on my Mac, and there's a voiceover option, so it's really easy.
Gotcha, and you just record right with Keynote and do your voiceover, and it sounded perfect. Which is funny, because they sell Camtasia. Oh, there's all more you can do with Camtasia, but it's funny, they sell that for the Mac. And then that video, you would either record with Keynote or Camtasia or whatever, Thomas, and then stick it right here. But, you know, putting this video on this page was just drop-dead simple, as opposed to programming it in. So, okay, I don't want to spend the whole lesson on this thing. What I want to do is give you those links to get that trial of Builderall, if you wanted to try that. Give you access to this template page, this one that I just made. You know, feel free to come in here, modify this. This will just save in your account. When you're all done, you come up here in this little corner and hit save. And if you're got that 7-day trial, just log in your name and email right here. And if you haven't, create a new account, but I don't think this gives you the 7-day trial. So make sure you sign up for that first. All right. Sarah, how awesome was your work? What did you do? Where are you with that thing? And Dawn, I want to have you share your thing next, but I'm going to wait till it looks like you're somewhat free.
So it's been good. It was easier than I thought once I got started. I can try to do a screen share if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I use Wix, and they have a new thing called ADI, which is Artificial Design Intelligence.
Oh, awesome.
Which is how I had to do like a new sample site with that, and now I'm basically copying the design and making an add-on to my Sarah Kuhn site, and it's just sarahkuhn.com/woman. And so
okay, that's where you're seeing the, that's where you put the piece that you did.
Yeah. Let me see if I can, share screen.
Yep.
Cool. I've never done this. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Now we get to see yours. Okay, good. So this is the piece that you're doing. And you guys, this is what it looks like to jump in and not be perfect. This is exactly what it looks like. Sarah, you know, blew my mind, just said, I'm going to do this thing. We talked about it. I think in your interview, we just started talking about this and you just said, I'm all in, I'm going for it. And this is what's come out. So now you have Keep your women happy and your girls ambitious. Awesome. This is the name of the talk you're coming up with.
I don't know. I just, like, honestly, I was just making up content. Like, if you scroll down, I have a fake quote here.
Okay, you haven't gotten below that. Yeah.
But I was trying to base it off the things I was pretty sure you would mention about, like, making it about the client. So this is making the organizer look good. And I have a quote here.
Yep.
This will be a gallery. This part is what I need help with because it's just content basically of, you know, kickoff session or closing ceremony or maybe a workshop and getting the right photos in there.
This is great. So for you guys who aren't in on, you know, haven't been following this, you know, Sarah made this video like I showed in module three, this customized video introduction, CVIs. You'll hear about those talked about for the rest of your life with us here. How to play with them, how to do them, you know, what to put in them. And she just went in, copied the one in there, made it really her own. Do you have that on this page? Not yet.
I think it's, this is the first one I sent you. Oh, the video you mean?
Yeah.
No, I don't have it on the page yet.
Okay.
I don't have it. That needs to be there, huh?
Gotcha. So that'll be top and center on the page. Okay. Even with a touch of aloha where that is, that may be a personal introduction to whatever the conference name is, NOW Massachusetts, from Sarah Coons. And then boom, the video is right there.
Okay, cool. I'll add that in here.
All right. But boy, way to jump in there and go on that. All right, so let's kill that screen share for a while, and I'll jump on with you later if you want to dig into that more. And you got plenty to play with there, but yeah. So keep this format to whatever you can, really. You know, a personal introduction. We want this to know right off the bat that it's about them, and then tell them what to do. Watch a short video, see what's coming to your event, the video, and then down here, this is the stuff I haven't added yet. Okay. Yeah. So stick in any of these other things, like I said, whatever you do, save that, get the main pieces of this thing really solid in place, what we're doing to them. We're showing them it's for them. We got the video. We have just any links that we mentioned in the video that's important to have in there, that we talked about, the letter to them, and maybe a testimony or two. I never tested this. This is brand new. I was just putting stuff in when I was playing with it, so. Good. Congratulations on yours. And did you go through and fill out the application that was online, Sarah?
No, I'm doing that now. I was going to try to do one more edit run on the video, but I don't have time. So I'm just going to send it in with the talk description and a little personal note.
Awesome. Awesome. That's so good. Yeah. And then, you know, why I want you to make this page and have this landing page is so that we can start exploring other people that have to do with it. Because, you know, that page that you're submitting that to, that's a general thing for entertainment, for stuff like this, for general session openers, for after dinner entertainment, for award ceremony MCs, you know, interspersal stuff within speakers. That's not handled through a call for speakers.
Yeah.
So that stuff we'll go to, we'll find a dozen of the right people and we'll send them that landing page that we're making right now.
Oh, okay, great.
That's where that's going to come in. So you still have to do it.
Hey, I'm still going to do it. Don't worry.
Awesome. Good.
Hey, all Barry. Right.
Good. And Dawn, are you available yet to talk for a second? Let's see where you are right now. No.
Yeah, I can talk. I have a small child in the background. I didn't find daycare today. Sorry, but.
Awesome. Hey, will you talk? Because you were the first person after Mike to just kind of say, man, I need to jump in and do something. I'm pitching something that's that I want really badly. And can you just talk about the process you did?
Yeah, I had an inbound that was West Island College. It's a local private school here that saw Goldie, the human statue contact juggling show that I do. And they sort of, yeah, they just emailed me and I was like, this is a great time to use that phone call. I promised my accountability group I would do a phone call this week. I'm going to do a phone call. And so I did a phone call and I went through some of our history notes and wrote some questions down and I went through it and tried to do a basic phone call. It wasn't the cold calling, like, can I help you? But it was in that idea of service. And then she was like, yes, great. So I emailed Barry and I was like, how much should I charge? Because I'm in this group and that's what I'm trying to do is elevate my worth and my pricing and everything. So, and Barry said $1,000, which I've never done for an hour, like roving entertainment before. And so I was like, really, can I do that? So he showed me how to do the CDI thing. He sent me the thing and I stayed up kind of late that night and edited it together. And then Barry and his friend helped me with some technical issues I had with it. And we sent it off the next day. And that was awesome. And then they emailed me on Monday and told me I got it. And I couldn't believe it because I was charging something like $300 for a gig before that. So,
gosh, so good.
So I just gained $700 in my worth just by doing that. So,
yeah. You know, the amazing thing is, Don, you actually gained $1,000 because I guarantee you with that event, if you'd have told them $300, you wouldn't have gotten it. I've talked about the danger of losing gigs for charging too little. And that was, you know, at a fancy place with nice people who were, so I'm glad you got it for $1,000. And you know what, I told you that we should go for more, but
yeah, we have to do more next time. So
yeah, that's all right. I knew it was pushing you hard enough.
And I told the friend recently here and she was like, oh, Cirque du Soleil is doing that. And so, you know, gave me some of the doubts and the resistance. And it's funny to see it in the community, even in Montreal, where there are big companies that people are still on that low end. And so it's interesting. I'm happy for the support of the group, knowing that we can all elevate our worth and our costs and everything. So
totally. And it's funny, you told me your friend said you can't charge that much. Cirque du Soleil doesn't even charge that much for an hour.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And I said and I got to tell you that something that we should tell everybody here is that that was her friend's truth. And you know, it's very easy to push our truth on somebody else. And you know, I just told you, I said, put up your shield. That's not your truth. You don't need to do that. So you can charge whatever you want. I mean, it's
that's what I'm learning.
Awesome. Raspini Brothers would still be at Renaissance fairs if I believed everyone who told me we couldn't do that.
Hey Barry.
Yeah.
Victor, just a quick thing, and I apologize for interrupting here. I posted this morning on the Facebook page and also emailed Betsy, but from last night to today, I can't get on the site. I'm getting phishing warnings when I'm trying to enter the membership.
I got that same thing, and I don't know what's going on. I was going to talk to my web guy right after this call because I just went to grab the link to get into the Q&A, and when I tried coming into it, there's – yeah, I don't know what happened overnight. I've never had this. I mean, this domain has been...
I tried it from my tablet, which uses Safari, and I tried it from my computer here at my office, which is Chrome, and I'm getting the same warning page no matter what. So after you know what's going on, will you just send us out an email? Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this. I've never seen this in my life. Showbiz Blueprint's been active for 7-8 years, the domain totally safe. If you hit this little details thing down here, and click on something you probably don't want to ever click on, says visit this unsafe site.
Well, you know, I went to the site, I did click on that, and it took me to a link that looked unfamiliar to me, so I didn't put in my password or my username, and I exited out, but I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, thank you. I will have that dealt with, Victor, right after this call.
Thank you.
I have no idea what that was about, so... not sure what it could be, actually. I'll have to get my egghead on that. But yeah, it'll be fixed tonight for sure. I wish I saw it earlier today. I would have jumped in on it and had them do it by now. But all right, so outsourcing, Larry Binet, sales funnels. Where do you guys want to go today? What's up for you? What's hot? I really just want to say I appreciate everything that's happening inside that group. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for the great one that Tim, you did yesterday, just kind of about all this shit that boils down, you know, and it's like, yeah, it all comes. And the truth is, you know, we ask for it when we sign up for this. We ask for bigger things, and whatever is out there that helps guide this, it starts getting rid of the small stuff for us. It's just automatic. And I wish there was a way to make it less painful.
Hey, Barry, I have a little follow-up. There's a lady that called this morning and said, you know, we got this account, we got to use it or lose it for a school assembly. So I asked her, would you be willing to reveal your budget? And she said, well, it would be more than you could ever quote. So I said, well, how about, you know, $895 for an assembly? And she said, okay. So I said, $1,500. And then she said, and can we get two? You know, we'll pay for two. So it's kind of like, oh, so things are changing and shifting, and I don't know what's going on, but something.
Man, you know what I love for sure, though, Tim, is that you made the video in that moment and shared it with us, because I guarantee you there's a lot of stirring going on in this pot right now. There always is. And
you know, it was great that you grabbed the phone and did it in real time, because now even on this side of it to hear, yeah, that's what happens. You know, we're just riding this thing out right now. And as we put out, we start making proposals, and Don's making proposals at this rate, and the next one's going to be more than that. And that's what we have to do. It's just how we position ourselves. So whatever magic took away those few things yesterday when you made the video,
right,
it flows back up. So good for you. Hey, and with that lady, man, just how many schools is she in charge of? That's the first thing you got to ask her. Just, you know, let's do a bulk rate on all these schools for you. If you have this budget you got to burn, let's just do it. Let's get them all booked and get you back to doing what you normally do, which is
right
assembly. So, yeah.
I kind of did something similar yesterday. Somebody called me from a city for some kind of civic function, and they had a cultural arts sort of thing going on, and they wanted a band. So I wanted to talk to them. So finally, after a few emails, I got a chance to talk to the lady. Well, they only had a few $100 or whatever, trying to keep it under $500. I can't even touch it for that, even with a trio or something like that. So I just flat out told her, I said, you know, I really can't help you with that. But in the back of my mind, I know that cities have other functions throughout the year. So I said, how about we try to see if we can do a series of functions for you guys throughout the year. And then maybe I can work this one into the overall budget. So she's checking on that, and she said she was going to pick up the phone and actually call me today. So we'll see where that leads.
That's a great idea. That was really a good call, Bobby, to instead of writing that off.
Yeah, I was thinking about what you were saying, because in the past, normally I'd just say, hey, no, I can't do it. Sorry, I can't help you. But now I'm trying to keep people in. I signed up for Mago, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I'm weak in the technical proficiency department.
Okay.
So I can outsource some of it to my VA, but I feel like with the Mago thing, I need to understand it so I can do it, you know?
Yeah, possibly a big picture. And Michael's got amazing training videos for Mago. I mean, they're spot on, you know?
Yeah.
Any question you have too, so.
Well, and Tom helped me a little bit. I gave Tom a call because we're part of the group together, our accountability group, and he was kind enough to give me a little bit of time. And, you know, I know he's familiar with it, so I'm still having little issues here, but we'll work through that.
Excellent. Good. Yeah, that's exciting.
I'm having those same issues with Mago. It's a learning curve.
Glad I'm not the only one. I feel kind of lame sometimes when it comes to that department. Even this thing you just posted, I think it's really cool, Barry. I'm a little concerned about how tricky it might be to learn it, but I did actually sign up for the trial, so I'll play with it.
Good. For sure, open up that template, the one I just made for you. It's different than Mago. It's not a Mago, although it does some of those features, but this is just for putting together a simple page. I mean, the great... And you know, funny enough, the greatest thing about this one is, let me just show you one thing, and you can do this with most, you can do this even on your WordPress site. You know, once you have one of these made, you guys came in, you know, I would just come here, I save this one as, you know, microencoder or whatever this one's called, and then boom, I just hit duplicate, and then I just change it to Xerox. And then I change the header and the whole page is made except for the note in it that I just rewrite. So, you know, just getting this first one how you want it with your stuff on it instead of mine. Be a whole different game. Get rid of that module that I didn't want. Because I'm not doing that.
So the difference with setting it up in this particular platform, as opposed to like I was just going to set it up in a separate page on my WordPress site.
Totally doable.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep. Totally doable. You can do it right on your own page.
Are you able to make the video in that site as well?
Don't know that it has any screen recording capabilities. I'll look into that though.
Can I make a recommendation to the group for a free screen capture?
Yes, we love that word.
It's open source, so it's not even like a trialware type thing. It's totally open and free. It's called OBS Studios.
Oh.
OBS. And that's what I've used to capture our our accountability groups I've been using. It's called Open Broadcaster Software. Yep. And I watched a 5-minute video on YouTube at 2x speed, and I was up to speed on how to use it within a couple minutes.
Exactly. In fact, this whole studio that I'm in right now, this started on OBS, and then I started needing more functionality that it didn't have. And then I got into vMix, but holy cow, OBS is phenomenal. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You can just record screens right on this. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Just, you don't even need a, what, how about editing though, Thomas? You don't do editing on this though.
You can't edit on it, but you could, I use, oh God, what was, Lightworks, LightWorks. That's a pretty steep learning curve.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I was looking into like doing actual like video editing on that, but that's another free open source, thing that's available. No, you can't edit.
Okay. Yeah.
Look, so, Camtasia can actually edit, and super easy. It's like an iMovie setup.
Totally.
I went yesterday and did the tutorial. I think it was like $99, and then you got it for their, I guess, for eternity.
Yeah, yeah. And
Castify, I mean, lets you crop and trim the beginning and end. So to that extent, you can edit.
What does, John? What's that one called?
Screencastify. It's a Google Chrome extension.
Oh, Google Chrome extension. Okay. So yeah, lots of ways to go about this stuff. And you know, with all this technology, it's like, I'll just always tell you, it's funny. This is a great example of me living what I'm about to say right now is, you know, that hideous CVI template I gave you. It's like that thing booked gigs, you know, it was point and shoot for me, the way I had that system working. So I never even looked for something better. And there's way better ways to be doing, you know, even this one, you know, just to get them looking nice it was a step up that I never even bothered taking. So I love what Mike did to the first video. You know, what he put up on our group. I loved what Dawn did with hers and how Sarah made hers look her own way. They don't have to look ugly. What I'm saying is make them your own nice way. Use that template for the content I have on them. Certainly not for the look.
Would you recommend using a CVI for, a small birthday party? I just got this and I replied with my quote and she said, let me figure this, if this will work for us financially, and I'll get back to you ASAP. Is there some kind of funnel for a person who's really wants you or me, but is trying to, you know, scrimp and get the budget together?
Right. The great funnel is realizing it starts up in our head and it goes into a little flow chart and it says, is this person my client? And if it goes to no, we can't even fight it. You know, honestly, if they live in a desirable area, if they have a, you know, a budget of some sort, then it's just a matter of presenting enough value. Like Evan just presented this great thing on our page this morning, you know, and it's not a price. It's never a price issue. It's a value issue. Have you set up enough for them to be watering at the mouth that they can get you? Hey, there's a birthday boy. 340 pull-ups on live Facebook Live yesterday. I watched a few. We said, oh no, that's Greg at the bottom. I'm sorry, I'm too far from my monitor. I thought that was Mike. Yeah. Oh my God.
I haven't done 340 pull-ups in my life.
Right, exactly. Cumulative. Oh my. He did them on Facebook Live yesterday. 340.
Yeah, I was thinking if Mike outsourced those pull-ups, how much time he would have to work on his business.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Mike's doing fine, which is good. And when you think of Mighty Mike, 340 pull-ups just seems like par for the course. You know, he has to do it. But, well, yeah, some guy challenged him at the gym, I guess, to 10 pull-ups for every year of his life. And he just, man, that was amazing. Yeah, these are the same size they were when I was born. I've just grown around them. It's neat. It's been no change.
I've been listening the whole time. I just haven't had the video on. So.
Oh, all right. Good, Greg. Hey, man. Good to see you. And hi, Cliff, down there in the corner in mobile. I'm guessing more than anything, going to a gig.
I'm at a gig right now.
Yeah, this guy's always
I'm
working.
I'm loaded in and I'm waiting.
Always working. You have to, you know, there's some amazing people for a band just in this group, actually. I'm just kind of looking at that. If we had like the Judy, Bobby, Cliff concert at some point.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So good. All right. So I've really appreciated watching the fast action that you guys have kicked in. And I guess I want to look at, and I even hear that John's kind of just saying right now, like, you know, what do I do with this person? Is there this funnel for this, you know, one that comes in right now? Is it worth doing a CVI for a birthday party? Not really. Is it worth doing a GVI, you know, just a generic video introduction? Yeah. And then having a page on your site where you just change it, you know, from Sammy's birthday to, you know, Jenny's birthday, and, you know, and have the rest of the page the same, just duplicate the page out and have it with the same video in the middle about, you know, what John brings to parties. Absolutely. And you can use that same exact template, you know, the flow of that template in the CVI for this. Along the lines that if it comes in as an email, practice all five pieces of the sales funnel with them, of course. You know, you found it. So you get to jump to number two or three you can say about entertainment at a birthday party. Then you can go to the next piece of the funnel. And then you can send them the GVI page that's made out to them with their kid's name on it. Absolutely. I'd love to know that this was being used for that. That would be kind of cool.
One of the questions I had, Barry, about the 30-day challenge.
Yeah.
I started reaching out to people on LinkedIn. It felt a little bit more efficient. Is that fair game, or is it highly recommended we do more of a phone contact thing?
No, not at all, man. It's that contact challenge. And I did, when Larry came and did that, I did the one year version of that. And man, it was every day. I did some on text, some on email, some chat, some even writing letters. But every day I just made sure I connected with someone from my past. And damn, it was explosive. Nice. So yeah, no, that totally counts, Dan. Those are in the bank.
I used to have this thing called the gratitude challenge, and in November I try and write postcards with photos I took on it every month, and people love getting things in the mail. Like if it's someone special, giving something in the mail is just like a lot of people have never received anything more than bills.
Yeah, bills and junk mails. And offers for new roof panels or something.
But yeah, but they always had something in gratitude, like, this is what you bring to my life. This is why I appreciate you when I'm thinking about you today and that kind of thing. So it would give them some, you know, this like reflection.
Thank you. Hey, what are you doing in those contacts, Dan? When you write to people, are you just kind of checking in? What are you doing in the LinkedIn ones? Are you leading them towards work?
No, I'm asking basically that line, you know, how can I be of service?
Gotcha.
I'm really excited about that's coming up that I or someone in my network could might be of help to you. And I did that, started, as soon as I heard that, I just fired off a bunch on Sunday. And then another guy got back to me, says, you know, I know what you're asking. He says, but I'm not on that committee anymore, but I just recommended that the guy who is call you.
Nice.
You like cut to the chase completely. I'm like, okay, but let me know what you and Wendy are up to. Like, cause I'm just, you know, I'm just, you know, cause I like this guy. Speaking of a roofer, he's a roofer. He's a roofer. I was like, dude, how are you?
Oh, funny.
He's like, I'm not on that committee, Dan.
I'm not on the committee. I didn't even ask that. Yeah.
I didn't ask that because I know what you're up to, but I recommended you.
Wow,
there's something in the back of my mind when I'm sending out these emails where when I ask, like, what are your passion projects or what are your projects that you're working on right now? Something in the back of my mind is like, this is really sneaky. This is really shady. Like, it's, you know, like, it doesn't feel genuine. So I started adding a line in there being like, I'm not fishing for work. I'm not, like, fishing for a gig. I do want to know what you're up to. I'm interested in this, which feels more genuine to me. And then I have gotten some response back.
Yeah. And what I tend to not like, sorry, I mean, it's awesome that you're staying with what's authentic to you. What doesn't make me happy about that is people will just write me back and tell me what they're up to. And I got no idea what to do with that.
So do you think then that, like, not saying that, like, do you feel like people would be annoyed by being like, well, what are you up to? What projects are you working on? Is that annoying to people on any level?
I don't know. Take a group consensus. You have a bunch here. What do you think?
Got to me on, we have the same last name as somebody she was doing an article on. She's a newswoman, a television newswoman out in Rockford, Illinois. And I wasn't related to her. I said, oh, I wish I could have helped you. She goes, oh, no, it all worked good. Here's the article. I go, oh, nice article. Paid homage to this guy. And I said, well, you know, keep me in the pipeline. If there's something else you're working on, just give me a shout. And she was like, oh, thanks. So, you know.
Yeah, I think it's annoying for sure. If I understand what Barry's question, the vote is.
Yeah.
If you just go and ask somebody a question about what they're doing or what they're up to or almost any question before offering any value to them first, it's just kind of like you're possibly requesting them to spend energy on, or I don't know. It's like, you're not really giving them anything. You're just, hey, what are you doing? What do you like to, you know, what did you do yesterday?
I think that's
I guess what I was, I didn't say is that in that same message, I'm like, I would like to help you. I would, you know, like, can I make a connection for you? I may have access to some resources that might be helpful. What are you working on? So that's kind of where my message goes.
Yeah. Even that I would say is good. But that I find personally, when somebody asks me something like that, how can I help you? I find it annoying because I would much rather them already know what I need instead of asking me to figure out what I need. Because I never know what I need. I have to think really hard to figure out. I don't know. But the reason I have this problem is because I haven't figured out what I need. So somebody cares, and I know they really care about me and they mean it. But I still find it annoying because now I've got to do the work of figuring out what exactly I do need.
Yeah, maybe, John. I mean, it's funny. I just got back from this four-day conference in Phoenix, and I wrote to a couple people who I knew have been sitting on products for a while who haven't gotten them off. And I said to them, I just got back from my fourth time attending Product Launch Formula in Phoenix, remarkable conference. If there's anything I can do, anything me or anyone in my network can do to help you get that project off the ground, just drop me a line.
Yeah, exactly.
Something that easy?
Yeah, so you came up with something and offered.
Yeah, I know they're sitting on something, and all of us, we have past clients who are wondering what the hell to do with their conference this year. And not that you're offering yourself, but saying, hey, I bet that event's coming around again that I did last year. You know, if there's anything that I or anyone in my network can do to help this event be better than last year, better than the last 10 years, let's talk. I mean, boy, the whole thing about that connection challenge and about the cold conversational calling that I do, like every single thing is about moving this success line far enough back that by this time I've done my work, I win. I'm not hinging any of it on what comes after that. You know, that's a really important piece to get clear on.
So with the...
To be clear, we're talking about people that are... This is not cold calls. We're talking about clients staying in touch with clients, right?
Yeah, I'm doing both clients and people who connected with me on LinkedIn. So I reached out to them on LinkedIn, and then I saw they connected with me. So I just said, hey, thanks for connecting. Just let me know what you're working on. Maybe somebody in my network can help. So it was warm. But then I'm also doing the same thing with people that haven't responded to the email in a while that we've done gigs for in the past. Just, hey, man, how are you? I'm back in town. This is what I'm doing. You know, by the way, what can I help you out with?
Awesome.
What are you working on?
Keep doing those, Dan. Keep doing those. And Bobby, too, man. You guys, those are phenomenal. Oh, that's right. And Dan would be in the SBBP 2018 band. Of course, man. Oh, my gosh. He'll bring the laughs.
Hey, I know one good song.
So with the LinkedIn, I did the Sales Navigator. And what it does is kind of interesting. They send you names of people that you know that work for different companies. So, and it could be someone in fabrication or sales. I'm not really sure the connection yet. But I don't know if that's of any value or not. You know what I mean? It's sort of, they work for a company. Maybe I ask them, hey, are you guys having a trade show? I have some experience with that. Maybe I could help you out with that. Company party during Christmas time.
Yeah, possibly, Tom. I think what you can actually do with something like that is just Google them. Like I had in the lesson in that in module 3, I think I shared a I think in module 3, now that I'm in here and I went to the dangerous site. Gosh, dang it, why does that happen? You know, like this thing here, you could just come down here. You could just, once you find out the company they work for, just about every company that's a big company will have a page like this that kind of shows where they're appearing at, the trade shows they're doing. You know, then if you see a guy who works for UltraDent, you can, and hey, I see you doing South Carolina Dental. You know, do some of the work for them. It doesn't take long, or have a VA do this kind of work for you. But boy, just to connect some dots for people, let them know you're already looking at them. I mean, they're doing these things in every state.
Yeah, that would be for more of a kind of a sales pitchy kind of thing. And to develop, I'm wondering if these people are worth, you know, because these people that I don't really know, or they, some of them are people that I know. I guess I just got to play around with it, just get into it.
Did LinkedIn send you the LinkedIn just randomly send you people? Hey, here's someone you may want to know based on.
Yes, when you sign up for the sales, I think it's called Sales Navigator. They just send, they give a very specific thing of what industry you're interested in, and then they'll send you your connections that you have with certain companies.
Interesting.
I guess to generate leads.
Yeah. Okay. Huh.
So I'll let you know how that goes. I haven't really dove in. I'm still kind of.
I wouldn't call it salesy though. If I found out, if I was looking for dental people and I found out this guy at UltraDent, who's the trade show manager or marketing manager or VP of sales for the company, just to say, hey, I see you guys at UltraDent are doing a ton of stuff. Here's some stuff I do at trade shows, and I'm connected to every kind of entertainer and booth attraction person you could imagine. If I could be of any help, drop me a line.
Oh yeah, because even if they aren't the person, they'll know the person. I guess that's kind of, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, don't take the spotlight here onto yourself so much as just me and, you know, this network, this vast network, my experience, who I know, because you know, maybe it is right. Maybe they want a stand-up. They want a magician. They want a, you know, someone who does acrobatics once an hour, but it doesn't matter. But position yourself as just being someone who's very well connected. And I just happen to come across you on LinkedIn and see you work for UltraDent. And I also see that you guys have trade shows in just about, you know, every state in the nation, it looks like. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot going on there. So who kind of raised their hand that they were going to do that connection challenge? And have people been on it this week? Is it something you can find value in? Just one or two of you? Okay, a couple. Cool. I'd like to see that become a part of you. So for one thing, so you make the connections, two, so you get really comfortable just doing this, because it's going to show up, whether you're at a networking group or you're at a gig, that ability to be able to easily and authentically connect with people. As who's reading the book? Greg, as Greg will abide to, I will greet this day with love in my heart. Yeah, the better we get at doing that, and this connection challenge is about that. You know, it's about being able to connect that way. So it will build more connections for you. And in a relationship economy, that is money. All right, team, where do you guys want to go? Who's got something they're working on? We can.
I have a question. It's a more general question.
Yeah.
20 years ago, you were Barry Friedman, and you didn't have the Showbiz Blueprint. How did it occur to you, you know, I'm going to pick up the phone and call this conference?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, John, I always marketed this way. I mean, even going back to Renaissance fairs, I got hit in 1984. For a woman came up to me after a show at a Renaissance festival and said, oh, you must come to Europe and perform for my father. I was like, oh my gosh, she's drinking way too much. This is insane. But October of that year, Dan and I were in Marbella, Spain, doing a show in this guy's backyard. But right at that gig, 1984, you know, 34 years ago, I said, tell me about your dad. You know, tell me about the event. Who are his friends? What kind of a party would this be? You know, and instead of just saying, here's our price, I was just never comfortable talking about money. So that was just how I was. I always wanted to find out exactly what the possibilities were about the situation. Fast forward to 2007, bad flight off my mountain bike, shattered collarbone, 6 months unable to juggle. And I said, shit, Annie. I said to my wife, what if I can never go back to juggling? You know, what would life look like? And she said, well, you're really good at teaching. You're really good at booking a juggling act for a lot of money. And I swear to God, that single sentence created Get More Corporate Gigs, Showbiz Blueprint, and everything. I just kind of thought, yeah, a lot of people aren't don't know how to book gigs. So one sentence.
So it was kind of a natural, it's sort of like you didn't learn it from a book. It was sort of
your
personality.
No, you know, and honestly, John, I was always afraid to talk about money. It was just, so it was comfortable for me not to. It was comfortable for me to take conversation away from that. And I learned really early on that the sweetest sound in the world to someone is the sound of their own name. So I used that very early in life to get people talking about the event. And once they were talking about the event, and they then I could connect the dots. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a question.
Hey, jump in, Greg. What's up?
For that, when we create the proposal, the CVI, and then in the email that we sent them, that we send them to give them the proposal, should we do like a screenshot of the proposal and link the screenshot to the landing page, or what is there a template for the email that we send?
That's a good idea. Let me find one for you. Yeah, so Evan's asking, you know, you have this person together, you've talked to them, you've gotten to the point where you're going to send them a CVI. Let me just bring up one from my past, and since we're talking about this microencoder one, let me just try this one. There was a time when I just sent it out to her. Saco, here we go. Yeah, so here's one. Is that sharing? Yeah. So I just wrote, hello, Saco. It was a real pleasure to speak with you today. Your event sounds like a big project, and we'd be happy to take 30 to 45 minutes of the night off your plate. Here's a proposal page with all the details. Please let me know if there's anything else that we can do to support you and your team in finalizing the speaker entertainment of the event. That's it.
Awesome. Cool.
This is great, because she wrote back, 10K is a bit high for us, and I know for sure we got them up to 12.5. So what did I do? This would be an interesting thing to study. I know.
I have I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
So my question is this. A lot of the shows, a lot of the inquiries that I get coming in are for people who I'm trying to sell on like a couple of different types of entertainment. So like mentalism lends itself to like strolling and to after dinner or stage work. So would you recommend I narrow it down with the client beforehand so that when it comes to the CVI, I'm pitching one type of thing? Or just, you know, is it okay to include, oh, we could do this, or we could do this and this, or you could just have me for cocktail hour? Do you recommend
It's funny, Thomas, when I hear you just talk about those things, all my brain is doing is looking for a back button. Like, I got to get the hell out of here. You know, it's just confusing. Really, in the conversation, you should figure out, and you should help him or her figure out, like, what are the needs? What is going to make this event, you know, just outstanding? What's going to blow your mind? Wow, we've never had anyone on stage. Well, here's what it looks like. You know, it's not that complicated. It's like your event finishes, everyone's having drinks, dinner, the dessert's either being passed out or people are done with it. And then your main person walks up, does a short introduction, and for 45 minutes, you get a customized show where people are laughing. Oh, you know, we tried that, didn't work. Great. Another idea is table to table command performances, just stepping up to a table, doing a group show for 10 people, moving to another one. Have an idea what they want, and then pitch that one.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the CVI should be about that. The page should be about that. But during the conversation, that's the time to find out what they, you know, how big their dream can be, and are they willing to step into that place? And if you pitch a high one and you get the feedback back that it's too expensive, we don't have room for that or anything, go, great, no problem. Let's talk about some other options. Yeah, but yeah, let's not do too many things on a page unless there's like, was somebody talking about that yesterday, having a couple different packages? Were you doing that, Sora? No. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay.
I thought someone do that. I don't think I was talking about it yesterday, but
gotcha. Okay, I think someone, maybe it was in the alumni group. Someone was.
I'm really struggling with different packages and different things as well. I don't know exactly what I should be pitching or where.
Gotcha. Oh, we did do that, Dawn, for you, I believe, right? I think didn't we, or did you think about having a? But we didn't end up doing that on the proposal. I know it was just
No, not on this proposal. This is straight up animation, or what they call animation in Montreal. It's roving table to table. The but yeah, like with the conferences, when I'm looking at that, I get confused because I'm confused about the amount of packages I could give, plus the which conference I should be going to and that kind of thing. So how to streamline that in my brain has been very, you know, confusing.
Well, I think the best thing we can do is when we have somebody in that conversation, is the best thing we can do is actually help them see the possibilities that they don't know. You know, these people aren't booking entertainment all year. I got to sit down over here. These people aren't booking entertainment all year. You know, it's not their deal. And our place is to really hold that expert chair for them and just kind of say, hey, here's what it's like. Here's what this could look like. You know, you have music here. You could have this, that, the other. You know, help them see the differences because they are very different. You know, a reception strolling thing versus a main stage headline versus a quick splash act at the beginning of a conference to kick off the whole event, to an after dinner, to emceeing. There's a lot of things to do in there. And the more you can get someone talking about their event and places where in the past that they've known an event either slows down or is boring or didn't create the kind of feeling that they wanted at the event. Yeah, that's the gold mine right there.
Hey, Barry?
Yeah.
At what point, I know we talked a little bit about pricing before, are we going to be doing some of that in some upcoming modules about maybe the best way to price ourselves so that we're in the ballpark, we're not overshooting something or undercutting ourselves at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about that now. I know I have there's a whole module on pricing, I think, coming up in a week or two.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. But the truth is, it's really what's in our head, Victor. You know, it's like Dawn's situation yesterday with that gig. You know, she would have charged $300 for it, and it's like you just can't do that. When you know something's a big fundraiser and it's a nice place, you gotta be
charge.
You'd be charging appropriately.
Hey Barry, should we stay out of events that probably won't pay as much, like you're saying? I had this ideal in our accountability group. Me and Chris were talking about this. I had this ideal a few years ago, and I was going to bring it back about doing weddings. I did a couple of weddings for friends of mine, the reception. But the pay is not going to be, I guess, even close to what we're talking about. Because they're... You know, they budget for the wedding. They don't budget for really the entertainment after reception because it's going to be new. No one has really seen a comedian at a reception, and the ones I've done were received very well.
Oh, my gosh, I haven't. Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Miguel, and you should actually be thinking about this. There's an alumni named AJ. He's in Chicago. Some of you guys may know him, actually. Some of you guys in Chicago. Do you know him, Dan, or Tim? AJ Sacco? You guys don't know? Okay.
Yes, I do. Yes,
oh,
I do.
AJ,
we're not good friends, but we were in a show together once. Gotcha. In the Chicago Magic Lounge. So yeah.
Oh, neat. Yeah. AJ's kicking ass in the wedding market because he identified a huge problem. He identified this hour between the service ceremony and the reception. And he's taken a pick and beat the hell out of that so badly that the pain. He's really helped people see the pain of if people are texting or on Facebook or, you know, not talking, standing in corners. So he's painted a picture of that hour of being the potential landmine of your wedding, of something that you've thought through exactly. But while the couple's off taking pictures and nothing's happening, you know, that's a tough time. You could identify this piece after the dinner, you know, after the, you know, maybe it's got a roast. I don't, it's everything. Every single thing is positioning. It's how we tell people, to see something is how they hold it. You know, the only reason I ever got to do 6 TED Talks is because I I got on one side because the guy saw us at a show. And then I said, you know what? It would be so good to have someone at the end of a session taking what's been talked about in that session at the end of a day, taking what's been talked about that day and doing an 18-minute TED talk, combining everything into it. And the guy was like, yeah, it's got to be a part of it. Like every couple of years, got to be a part of it. But that's positioning. That's telling people where there's a big asshole. So yeah, start digging into that one, man. Maybe there is a wedding one there I've never known about.
A big asshole?
What do you think he's charging for the weddings?
Oh, big asshole. I was just saying, you just said big asshole.
There was a comma in there, I think.
Big asshole.
Asshole.
That's what? The problem with using ass as a modifier. Or
yeah, I know.
I heard big gas. Big that's asshole all over. Big gas.
It's recorded.
Wedding. Yeah.
Well, to get back to the, he was asking the question, how much you charge. You know, I've charged $300 to $500, which is way low.
Yeah, it's not even worth doing, man. The pressure.
Exactly. They were friends of mine, and I just did it, and you know, it was good, but it's way low.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, to kind of follow up on what Michael is saying over here, I had done some, like, a couple of wedding rehearsals just for some friends where they had about 60 people over there and they wanted to entertain them, you know, at dinner time. And it's the same kind of a thing. What would you charge for something like that? Maybe 20 minutes to half hour of a parlor act for a wedding rehearsal. What's, like, an appropriate amount to charge for something like that?
Oh, you know, that's completely how you position it. Here's a guy, I wanted to bring this guy up. This is Andrew Smith. He's a Showbiz Blueprint alumni. This dude has positioned himself. He lives in Hong Kong and he works, you know, all over that area, $1,000 birthday parties. And he wrote a book about this. This is a great book to read just about positioning. I think he charges 20 bucks for it. This dude works every weekend, $1,000 birthday parties. And he's speaking to companies now about positioning and marketing and how he does this. So I don't even know what this is. Is this, I don't even think this is really a party. I mean, this may be a placeholder video. I'm not sure what this is. Oh no, yes, children's entertainer. So he's got some kind of thing going here. But, you know, how do you position that, Victor? You position it as your party's going to fall apart. You know, you have to tell people the worst case scenario can happen. And here's what it looks like afterwards. Here's a picture of this thing. If you could do a 10-second video of these people's lives, you know, what's their life like? Only stuff a video camera would see. No feelings, none of that stuff. They'd be sad. Doesn't matter. You know, they're bored. They're standing there holding their phone because they're bored. They're looking at the clock waiting to go. They're having uncomfortable conversation with people. That's 10-second view of the life before your solution enters. Your solution enters. And what do we see? We see people laughing in groups. We see the host just smiling ear to ear, like, you know, just like hugging his wife because he's so excited this party's going so well. Nobody's left the party. His driveway stacked with cars of people who are double parked. They can't leave. You paint that picture, same at the wedding, Miguel. You know, it's like, what's the 10 seconds before it look like? What's the 10 seconds after it look like? That's the only copy you need.
I mean, $1,000.
Then the price doesn't matter. $1,000 is great for an appearance. Doesn't matter.
For 20 minutes, half hour, that's okay.
Let me just say this. Let me say that I've never even seen you hold a thumb tip. I have no idea of your skills. Does it warrant $1,000?
What?
What's that?
A what?
A what? Yeah, exactly. A what? Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I can't say. Yeah,
it does.
What's that?
So hey,
exposure.
You know, there's another way to add value, right? And I read a book about this, and I wish I remember what it was, but he was talking about how to add value. So not only are you giving them a show, but you can add other things. Like I do a trick with a cigar box. And at the end, if I do a party, I give that box to the guest, the special guest of honor. And in that box, there's a little card and a photograph and maybe even adding a video. So, I mean, it's creating more work, but if you get from that $500 price to a $1,000 price, maybe it's worth it. Have you had, what are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. You know, let people feel like they're getting 10 times the value of what they're paying. When you can do that, you know, you win. It's I always aimed for that at corporate events. That was the customization stuff that I showed you last time. It's like learning these, you know, things about their, these just benign things about their company that means so much to them, that was so easy to remember. A little story about their competitors. I mean, that's the kind of stuff they couldn't even hire someone to do. So you deliver that. And then at the end they go, oh my gosh, 12,500, 15 grand, not a problem. That's ideal. So, but really think about their life right before that event, enter your solution, and then after that event. If you could show me a video of you doing some magic, Victor, I think I said when we were in our interview, it said, wow, it feels weird that I'm not even sure like what level you're at with this. And so, you know, I can't just say, yeah, is it worth $1,000? If you're good, you know, if you're a good person, if you can bring crowds together, if you're social, if people have a great time, it's really easy to paint the picture of life before and after you.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Barry? Yeah, who was that with the echo that said ask a question?
That's me, Greg. Hi, Greg. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, yeah. You sound like you're in Carnegie Hall. It's perfect.
I'm in an echoey room. So this is like really specific to last week when I was trying to land this gig down in Miami. And maybe I should ask you separate from here, but since I was posting the whole thing, I thought maybe. Mm-hmm. So I sent a follow-up email to the guy, and he went radio silent completely. So, you know, should I just let it sit for a little while, or should I keep following the guy? I mean, what do you think in that kind of situation?
Yeah, two things I would do. And, you know, I heard the phone call of you with him, and yeah, you shared that with us. So, I mean, I heard that phone call. This guy has plenty of time. He's not living minute to minute. I mean, he, you know, you guys BS'd on the phone a long time. It was a great conversation.
Right. And everything, even the follow-up emails, everything was, we were cool. So it was like, we were humming along, and it felt like I thought I was going to hear right back from him, and he just went completely silent.
Yeah. So here's what I do in that point, and do your own version of it, and I'll even give you a second version. But what I do is, if I had a phone call that good with the guy, I pick up the phone or drop him a text, however you guys got in touch with each other, mm-hmm. and just said, Michelangelo, I sent you an email agreeing to everything that you offered, and I want to get this closed so you can take one more thing off your plate.
So you don't think a phone call would be too, like, I don't want to be seem desperate.
Man, you know what? That's the thing. And I can always say to you guys, get the mindset clear, but I think it's hard to actually do it because without a lot of practice. But get your mindset clear that only thing you're trying to do is not close a gig for yourself, but help him take this thing off his plate. And you can call him from that place, Greg, and say, I want to help you close this thing because I'm sure you got a lot else to do. If it's not me who's the right person, I'm happy to recommend a couple other people to you. And right. Just leave it at that.
Okay.
But my gosh, definitely call him and say that. Or did you text him? How'd you guys hook up that phone date? Was that through email?
Through email.
Yeah. But you have a phone number for him.
Yeah. Well, he emailed me, and then we spoke pretty much right away, and then that was it.
Yeah.
We emailed, spoke, and then emailed a couple times, and then that was it.
Yep. Then it went silent.
Yeah.
You didn't ask for anything that he didn't offer, right? The only thing that.
Just no, not really. I mean, I basically said, here's what I would have asked you for.
Right.
And then I basically agreed to his, you know, what he wanted to do. And I said, let's do this.
Yep. Yeah. 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 So, you know, one thing I can guarantee, and this is one of the hardest things for us ever to accept, I would bet you $100 right now, it has nothing to do with you.
Right. Yeah, I know.
If you
know that, I know that intellectually, but
totally, yeah. It's got nothing to do with you. It's caught up on something in a project. He probably figures it's done.
Right.
So drop him a line and just say, just want to confirm this thing. And if for some reason I'm not right for it, I'm happy to help you find somebody else. Cool. Yep. And if he's not answering emails, don't do that. Call up, leave a voicemail message for him if he doesn't.
Yeah, answer. I already sent one. I already sent two on unanswered email, so I'm not going to send another.
You got any way of seeing if those were opened?
I don't think so. I'm just using Gmail.
Okay. Get a Gmail add-on called Mixmax, M-I-X-M-A-X. You can tell everything except what color shirt the person was wearing when they opened your email. It's insane. Like what they were on, how many times they opened it, if they clicked on anything.
It's called Mixmax.
M-I-X-M-A-X. Mixmax.
Cool.
Yeah, it sits right
now. Now, will that work on any email, or just have to be Gmail account?
That's a Gmail, Miguel. That's a Gmail thing. There probably are things for others, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Barry?
Yo.
Hey, a couple questions. One, I think that may be affecting a lot of us, and that a lot of us are bumping up our price. Any general advice on dealing with sticker shock that the people that booked you last year, now you're bumping your price 50%, 100%. And then I got another question, but just want to pause for that one.
Yeah. You know, I thought there was a great thing that happened on Evan's
Facebook page.
Yeah. On Evan's thing today. Let me just find that.
Yeah.
Really what happened there was, I almost consider magical. It was just, you know, this pricing dilemma thing he had shared. I'm slow right now. Oh, I don't think I answered that. Okay, maybe we answered this one. So, I mean, just look at this comments on this one that he shared here. Oh, I should have restarted this thing. Shoot. There we go. Interactive Corp holding a New York City. Hey, right when it's New York City, man, you know, just as a general rule, when it's New York City, it can't cost three digits. You know, parking is three digits. You know, honestly, you have to charge more than parking. It's just, so whenever someone said something like that was always a key to me that this was going to be a good thing to play with. For their employee day, work with them last year. But anyway, you know, so basically what Evan did in this one is kind of, he went to bat for the limitations, you know, went to bat for why it can't work. And that's normal, you know, and I hear Chris doing that a little bit right now, just like, you know, it's a problem. And here's the thing. Value dilemma, you know, I just told him that. What can you propose and how can you propose it so that when they read 1500, they think that's all? And this got some, you know, this got some good response. Like, yeah, Tim's like, I want to know that too. And then down here, a few, Evan goes, holy shit, look at this. Create a video. In the proposal, thinking added value can come with something that I customize and or hand out. And what if at the end of the show, this is what Thomas was just saying with his box. I mean, these are little things. Include a VIP magic class where I demonstrate how to perform a couple of magic tricks, use a magic wand. Each child leaves with a wand. There's a company logo on the package. So the children rave to their parents about the most fun they've ever had until I reappear. So look at this. That for $1,500 in New York is the same as almost parking money. But you know, if Evan, that feels like enough of a jump to you to do it, to trust yourself to just say I can do it, dude, put it out there like that and build your CVI. But I tell you, in that video, just keep stacking what happens. Boom, 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 boom. And then just have the price as a line item, just like Sarah, or Dawn, so beautifully demonstrated in hers, man. Her voice didn't even quiver. Did you hear in her thing how she just said the appearance fee? It was like the voice didn't change one bit. It was the same as the parking and the dressing room and the hour early. It was just like the price is this. That's what it takes. If you go into sticker shock, they're going to go into sticker shock. But if you build a simple CVI with this, and I know you'll make it look way nicer than mine. You know, get it in there and put it up and just have that $1,500 price tag in there. They're not going to say, oh, you know, wait a minute, you charged $500 last year. Not going to come up, especially not in New York City. Cool, man. Chris, you know, the same thing. Now, you're in an area that's not New York City, right? You're where are you at?
Pittsburgh, currently Atlanta in a month.
Right.
Pittsburgh right now.
Pittsburgh, right, right. And is this client, so this is a past client you had that you charge one fee for, and now you want to go higher in it.
Yeah, I just got the call this morning. I did, an hour of strolling for them for $500 a year ago. That, though, was the opening of the hotel. This now is a hotel conference, and I just can't go in there for five bills.
No.
And they won an hour and a half of strolling. And that leads into the second question. Before the blueprint, I would have never asked what I continued to ask. Well, tell me, what else is going on with your event? Tell me more. And it seems like they had an opening for like a breakfast splash act, something like that, because they're going to be hearing dry speakers all day for 2 days straight.
Oh, good for you.
So
look at this. I mean, the dry speakers, would you feel comfortable? I mean, is it within your character? Again, I don't know your skill set that well. I've never worked with you, but, you know, is it within your character set to make multiple appearances throughout a day at a conference and then do this strolling thing, or the reception first and then keep showing up as a theme in the event?
Well, it's the only thing, it's 2 weeks away. So a certain amount of prep time for that. But yeah, if it's in their budget, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So pitch them this, and everyone just take note of this, because this is a great strategy that you can always use. Pitch the price you want for the walk around, and then add a third of it on to stay to make appearances throughout the day of their speakers, or throughout, you know, whatever. Did you say that you know that there's one session where speakers are speaking?
It's a Wednesday night thing, Thursday all day, Friday morning, and it's pretty much speakers all day with a dinner Thursday night.
Gotcha. So is the thing you usually do the Wednesday night reception, is that when they're arriving?
Yeah, that's when they're arriving. Yeah.
And that's what you would do? That's when the
That's what they called about.
Gotcha. So here's how you position it. And you got to be ready to walk, man. And you got to be ready to walk from a $500 gig. That's not even $100 for each of your kids. I mean, let's be serious here. And you got a big family. Charge, just put it out there that, and you have to stack this up, you know, you have to build the value in this thing about, watch Dawn's video, watch how she talked about the value that she brings to the event, the emotional side of it, you know, what people see, look at the CVIs and think about putting one like that together. I know you can build something like that pretty easily. Put something like that together that builds it, charge, make it $1,000 for that. I mean, is that a reasonable fee? Would you be all right with that if you just ended at that?
Yeah.
Okay.
$1,000 for the strolling and the splash act.
No, just do that. Just price the evening for $1,000. And then in that video, just say, I want to give you one more thing you may not have thought about. I know at these conferences, I've attended, you know, a lot of them, and it's speaker after speaker. I want to give you the opportunity, since I'm already at the event, to make a three or four appearances between speakers, interspersed with these speakers, just to keep the audience engaged, entertained, and never know what's coming next.
Okay.
And if you can do that and bump the price up to $1,750, you'd be, you know, that would be great. And it would be good footage for you and a good experience in you just testing your prices.
All right.
Like, none of these prices I'm mentioning, it's hard for them to even kind of out of my mouth, but I understand it's a big jump from where you're coming from. It's like, honestly, people who are talented at this shouldn't even be getting dressed up, take a shower, get their hair nice for these prices. But I want you to just see, you know, what it takes for you to do this, so that when we're having this conversation in a year, you can say, I charged them $1,750 last year and I want to bump it up to, you know, more where it should be. So,
question, where does that conversation, sorry?
No, go.
Okay. Where does that conversation about, like, hey, I can also do the interstitials.
Put it right in the CVI.
Right in the CVI.
Okay. Yep. Just bump it in there and just say something to be, and have pictures of people, you know, when you're doing the voiceover and that thing, have people sitting there hideously bored in a corporate audience, you know, with their phone in front of their face. Let them see what's happening. And then just a picture of you on stage all lit up, and just mention, you know, and that could be 20 seconds of a CVI. It doesn't have to be a big piece, but it's just, since I'm going to be at the event anyway. Boom.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That'd be solid for anyone on here to do.
So, hey, Barry, if one of us, like, I don't really have hardly any experience with the events, and maybe some of you other folks don't. What's a great way to sort of get ideas as to be an MC or something like that? Seems like to charge that kind of money and then not have the experience, but then how do you get the experience to get that kind of money?
Yeah.
Sort of in that boat.
This is a great one. Let me give you this link to this video real quick. This
guy, yeah, you did a video back like 2 years back on the whole conferences, right?
Yeah, that's in Get More Corporate Gigs. You can definitely see there's some stuff in there, but this is a guy who's really, really good. This is him, Timothy Hyde. He's a good friend of Showbiz Blueprint. I should actually have him come on. He's, did I share this? I'll put this link in the follow-up here for you, but this is a great guy, Timothy Hyde. He's an Australian dude, but he's got 7 secrets to grow your MC business. He teaches a lot. He's an Australian chap who teaches just a ton about this. Master of Ceremony tips and tutorials for MCs. This is part 5. He's probably got a 5-part series on this thing. So he's a good guy. Short of that, I can just tell you some of this stuff. They have really boring speakers, and your only job as an MC is to keep this thing moving on time. It's like to be willing to lose your job to keep it on time. It sometimes means getting people off stage. It means getting people laugh. My favorite tip in the world is to come out when I'm emceeing an event. I just listen with, half an ear of what they're talking about out there. I get one single joke that I'm going to come on and open with. And then I do either one little bit. We do one magic juggling bit and then introduce the next speaker. It's so not complicated. Like, there was a great speaker at this. It was for Eckerd Drugs, an East Coast drug chain, drugstore chain. All their managers there at this event in Florida. And they had this economics specialist coming on there. And she was talking about, if you can get even 25 cents more out of every customer, you'll exceed your projections for the next year easily. So, they were talking about all these strategies. And I just came out right after her and said, look, I only had 2 weeks of junior college, but I want to give you something about getting 25 cents from each person. I don't count my change that closely. Huge laugh. Then I did my bit and then introduced the next speaker. But it's literally that small. And you will be an MC they'll never forget.
Just paying attention and just listening and responding.
Listen with the gifts that we all have as entertainers and just putting that twist on it.
Okay.
By the way, guys, speaking of Timothy Hyde, he just sent out an email maybe yesterday. And he had a coupon code in there for 25% off all of his stuff. And so I put it in the chat.
Oh, nice. Good. Okay. Yeah. Timothy is such a good guy, man.
Right on. Hey, real quick question with, I'm deaf in my left ear and, I can miss things. So in my act, I often, I have this big ear. I sort of make a joke about it. MC, I've done it a few times and it seems a little chaotic, right? Somebody's coming up to you and they're whispering in your ear, oh, hey, this is going on. And I feel like I should be honest with them because, if something comes up, but yet that's also going to, I won't be as competitive.
I get so that. I would be honest
with that.
Yeah. I mean, just as you would be if a microphone or a light was out on the stage, you would just say, we got to stand over here. You got to talk into this ear. I'd really, really just be honest with that because, they're going to love what you do, Thomas. You're you bring a lot to the party, so I would count all of it and not try and screen out any of the stuff that you consider negative.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if it's positive, but
I know exactly.
It is a positive when I sleep at night, but other than that.
Oh, that's funny. Right. Sleep with that ear up. Yeah, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah, Bobby, jump in.
This is kind of for everybody. In addition to my performing, I run a talent agency, so I'm booking all sorts of things, and I'm always looking for little things that I can leverage where I don't necessarily need to be there in order for them to roll, but yet I can still profit from them and put people to work. So in thinking about everything you've been talking about, getting into this whole speaking thing, the speaking thing kind of wasn't really for me, but I've been thinking about how can I apply this to me? So I had a little moment of clarity, an idea, and I just wanted to present it to you, Barry, and to everybody just to see. So years ago, I used to work at Disneyland when I lived in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
And not only did I do that, but I did the 1984 Olympics. And so what I did for Disney and the Olympics was I was a member of a fanfaring trumpet ensemble. And so after I did that, I had this idea way, way back then to start doing fanfaring trumpeting. And I bought the instruments, made banners, all that stuff. And I would do it at grand openings and I would do it at weddings and this and that. And it's something I've never really pushed, but I still have the group and occasionally we do something. So I was thinking when you were talking about getting away from the regular ballyhoo, the regular canned music for when a CEO or an award ceremony goes on, I have done this before, but I've never really pitched it for that and positioned in that. Is this something that you think would be really saleable for that? And then maybe even use that as an add-on if I were able to get the band piece for the closing night, say, by the way, we can add this to the to your, you know, function.
Oh my gosh, I love this. All right, Bobby, I'm going to blow your mind here. And everybody, just hold on to this. Look at how you can do something about what I'm going to talk about. There was a guy, there was a Showbiz Blueprint alumni back 2012 or so. He lived in New Orleans, Louisiana. He developed a specialized general session conference kickoff show that was freaking hilarious, magic, and history of New Orleans, all wrapped into about a, oh my gosh, I can't even talk while that baby's dancing. So cute. The dad in me is dying here. But he wrapped those three things up, Bobby, into a performance that he didn't have to sell an after dinner show, an MC show. It was just a kickoff event that involved magic, comedy, and the history of New Orleans. And I think it was like 7 minutes. It was insane. It was so specific. So really looking at this idea of events that you're up in near Seattle, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, any conference coming to Seattle, just to offer this fanfaring trumpet, what is it, quartet or something? What is it? I'm not even sure.
It can be anything from, it's sort of scalable from 2 to 4 trumpeters.
Right. But just this thing, building a package that is only that, and people don't have to think about a band. All they have to think about is this is going to be a conference. You guys have costumes? I mean, is it like a royal? I'm trying to think of what fans.
Yeah, I have like medieval costumes, or we have just tuxedos with sashes and white gloves. I've even had different companies in the past when they release like a new, say, like a new software package or something like that. I'll send them dimensions and they'll make banners with the name of the company on them and all that.
Oh, that hang from the trumpets?
Yes.
Oh, so look, man, I would say this is your assignment if you choose to accept it, but I'm just going to say you have to do this. You have to set up a landing page that's only for this and maybe a CVI, you know, maybe a 90-second CVI that is just about your events coming to Seattle, and let's do it there first so you don't even have to travel. You don't have to travel the guys. I mean, you could do this in the morning. But it's an event, it's a general session kickoff with the banners. I mean, sell it that way and find a company that can make the banners with the logos and just 4x charge them for what they cost. People, they don't care. That never comes up. My gosh, we made a lot of money just selling juggling balls with a logo on them, you know, just 4xing the price of them and getting them delivered to them.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, just to get those and just, do you have some good photos of this or maybe a video or anything?
I have a great video from a wedding. We put up a site. I have a site. I think it's yourgrandentry.com. And it was kind of for wedding. It was geared for weddings because that's where I was having the most success with it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And so we did this. And I suppose I can use that same video for that.
All right. I think this one. Let's see. Oh, wow.
And I can tweak this page and, you know, gear it towards.
Right. Towards
the specialized conference kickoff.
Yeah. It's just a neat idea. And I tell you, people are dying, always dying to just kind of know, you know, what can we, yeah, look at this kind of thing. Just to know, you know, what can we do that's different? I don't know if this will go bigger. Yeah, you'd have to redo this video. I think it's in 260p or something, the old school.
Yeah, that's because it wouldn't load quickly or something for whoever set that up for me.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, this kind of thing at a conference with the company's logos, Bobby, this is just money waiting there, sitting, waiting to be taken from you, really, for you.
Yeah, I mean, I got on the events in America the other day, and I was just kind of quickly glancing at it, and I saw some awards shows coming here to Seattle in the future. And I thought, wow, that would be kind of cool just to put this together and just pitch it to them and just see if, you know, how it went, see if I could get it to stick a few times.
Yeah.
Okay, then out comes the bride and the groom. They're all happy.
Right.
And then the other thing we've done with this is that we've moved people from one place to another. A lot of times people need to move from the reception hall to the main place. So we'll do another fanfare from a balcony or something like that. That'll signify, let's move everybody to the next place. So.
Neat. Okay. Well, I wouldn't talk about this in terms of weddings. I would just target, corporate association events that are coming to Seattle area and just have this be a special page that this is something we just do in town. And you know, you could easily paint the picture. I was talking earlier about that 10 seconds before and 10 seconds after, you know, 10 seconds before the conference starts, people are sitting in the audience kind of bored. They're on their phones. The CEO walks out. They all have to pretend like they're kind of happy to see him, or enter this fanfaring trumpet quartet, blows the roof off the place. And people are like, what the hell? And they turn sideways and the four banners all spell something out, you know, like, you know, the new product 2018 or something. Yeah, that's a different level. So you can paint a great picture of the before and after on that. And I would just have that page sit there, and I would have a VA all day sending that to every conference person who's coming to town. The conference, you know, showed you how to find that on the website.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea.
My gosh, what a, that's just money waiting to be handed to you.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I thought, but I'm glad everybody else feels that as well.
I totally, yeah, that's, I've never thought of that. That's,
and honestly, Bobby, you can tell this story. If that's the only video you have, don't show that because it's not ready to be shown. You can tell this story really well on a CVI with just photos and trumpet music going in the background.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have some recorded fanfares, but I don't have that filmed in that doing an actual awards ceremony. So
no problem. And you guys could pose for photos. I mean, you could tell this thing really well with, you know, it's just everything that you're saying in your voice. You know, you have a big decision to make when your conference is about to begin. You know, you can have that same picture we were talking about earlier about people being bored in the audience, mm-hmm. You know, and then the CEO comes on, everyone has to kind of sit up and, you know, whether they have a grudge or whether they're about to get laid off or whether they haven't gotten a pay raise in 10 years, you know, they have to pretend they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'd really dig into the pains of how to kick a conference off so it's that it sets the expectation that this is going to be an amazing event. Yeah.
Okay. That's thank you.
When are you going to have that?
And I had just one more little thing because I was going to get over to Miguel because I know you were talking about this wedding thing. I personally got out of doing weddings just because of the pain in the ass factor on it, unless it's just some super high-end wedding. And even that, I just get more out of doing other kinds of things. But one thing you could do if you wanted to, which I had incorporated in to a number of the high-end weddings that I did, was I have different recordings out, and one of the recordings was kind of the variety music we would use. So I would give them I forgot exactly what I called it, but it was the right to copy this thing and create their own, put their own type, their own cover on it with, you know, Joe and Lisa's wedding 2018, June 8th or whatever it is. And then give those out as sort of wedding favors.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And so you could have some kind of routine that you've done or video or you know, either video or audio recording and offer that to them as an added value thing, or you could even charge for it if you had to do the work to put it together. Just a thought.
Okay. Yeah, they can't be a pain. They can be a pain.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good. So, hey, when do you want to get that wedding thing done? I mean, when do you want to get that corporate opener thing done, that fanfare page, just a landing page?
I want to get it done as soon as I can, but I just have to give the proviso here that I'm running a little bit behind because my May has turned into a busier month than December for me because I have a I wound up getting, it's kind of a long story, but I got a sponsorship deal with Corona. And with Cinco de Mayo coming up, I have all these bands and all these entertainers out all over the place. And not only their events, but Cinco de Mayo, this whole next week and a half or 2 weeks is crazy.
Yeah. So
probably sometime after that.
Okay. And here's the thing about accountability, you guys, for all of you, it doesn't matter. I don't, like, a week doesn't make me any happier to hear than Bobby to say, I'm going to have it done by the end of July. It's like, that's totally fine. It's like, let's just give things the place in their life they deserve. And if, you know, if it's by July 1st, I go, congratulations. I won't even say could it be done sooner. It doesn't matter. Like, mm-hmm. That gives you time to do it. So, yeah, good. So after that is kind of specific, but what about
Okay, I'll say by June, I'll have it done by
beginning of June.
Beginning of June.
Okay. Okay, it's going on my official sheet, but yeah.
So I haven't seen this latest everything in module 3. I'm a little behind on this thing, but just so I understand the process of the CDI or the CVI, can you just describe, just bullet point it, how it works from step 1 to step 5 or whatever?
I could, but I think all the people who watched it would probably be going, "Oh my gosh!"
Okay, never mind. Then I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Yeah, no problem. You'll have to enter the unsafe site. It's funny, my guy just texted me about something else, so I'm going to tell him to go in and fix that, find out why that's doing that. Okay, good, no
problem. I'm inspired by that trumpet story. I think I'm going to try something like that. Not a trumpet, but just putting together comedy, magic, and history of Palm Springs for opening conventions or something.
Hell, Dean, you're in a city that has that same kind of mystique, you know, with Frank Sinatra and, you know, Sonny Bono being mayor. It's like...
Yeah.
The place is dripping with history and conferences come to the La Quinta, the West End. I mean, I've been at every single place out there over the years.
Yeah, I could dream something up and make it a specialty package to open conventions.
Yeah, and you know, the big thing about this is to eliminate any thinking. It's not like I'm trying to sell you an after dinner show. I'm trying to do this. It's like have this as a completely separate property on your website where you just send to people, and geez, Tom's, I see you nodding. Holy cow, man, coming to those places and having a pappy opening piece like that. You know, if you have something that's about the area and it's in a character and it's strong, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was only bummed about this guy from Get More Corporate Gigs, Nathan, who did this, and he never like nailed video of it. He just never had video that he was happy about, but he had such a sales page about it, and it was so strong, and I've unfortunately since lost touch with him, but it's... really a powerful way to do it. Just get rid of all other choices and say, here's the opening 7 minutes of this entire group's experience, and here's what they're going to get from it.
That's a great idea. And then including history of the city. Oh, you know what? I wanted to ask you, and this is something I haven't seen, you know, hiring comedy writers. Does anybody have experience with that?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I haven't done that, but you know, there's a really good guy who does a lot of that. His name's Dave Walbridge. You know him? Some of you may be connected to him on Facebook. He's a cool guy. He does a lot of comedy writing.
But you know, you write a script, and I've done this with this one person, and he doesn't do it for a living. And his insight was incredible. So worth it.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so worth it. I mean, holy cow, when I do copywriting, I go on to Fiverr, and I'll get 10 people just to write crappy copy for me, hoping for one good sentence. You know, $50, a good sentence or a good line. It's amazing how long you can use that for over the life of your career. Hey, just to, and this is
I'd love a director.
Yeah, I mean, a director is another Walbridge. That's a big
thing. Comedy and books. Is this the guy, Dave Walbridge?
Yep, that's him, yep.
Walbridge, yeah.
Yep. And who was it? Oh, it was Bobby. Bobby, I just wanted to show you. If you go onto the member area, if you can risk your computer going on there and hitting resources, and then come down to funnel sheets, the ones we're working on will be here. And like this one, this 5-step sales funnel, this will just give you a quick run through.
Okay.
You can see all the stages of it, summary, what we do, boom, 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 boom.
And we'll have access to this after the 10 weeks as well, Barry?
Till your hair's white. I mean, shoot. Yeah.
Well, I'm too late, my friend.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I was going to make it a conditional guarantee. So you've already exceeded the experience, yeah. This is good. You guys are in. This is great stuff. I had Betsy make these all into PDFs so you could just like have these handy when you're doing this. So
Barry, do we prepare these landing pages before we open the conversation with like I'm targeting Rogers Cup. The woman I contacted added me on LinkedIn. So I'm in. I have a personal connection with the Davis Cup who knows her as well. And I have a character that I want to propose for animation at their event in August. Do I prepare the landing page before I say I have ideas for them, or do I?
Yeah, it's a great question. So Don, it's really good to have one of these handy, you know, just to have like the one that you're even doing for this school fundraiser. For what is it, WCI or something? Or
yeah, West Island College.
Yeah, WIC. West Island. It was funny, one of your slides said WCI. And my guy wrote me, he goes, did she mean that? And he switched them for you. I didn't even know if you
wrote. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome. And there's this guy who's, he's like a 3/4-time employee for me, and he just does everything. So it was funny when Don sent that. I said, oh, no problem. I'll send it over. But I don't know how it would be for you guys to be able to make a PowerPoint and then just record the audio and send those two files to my guy. I think he'd probably charge you $15 or something to do it, of what that takes. But if anyone's interested in that, it's a... if the technology puts you out of the way, just know that there's a way to do that. And I asked him, he said, God, that was great to do that. And so, you know, don't ever feel like anything has to stop you. If you just feel like, I don't know how to do that, I can't do that, it's beyond me, just talk to me about it, bring it up in the group, and there's always a solution. And there's a little part of your brain that really wants to convince you there's no solution. Mm-hmm. It's that part that wants to stay the same and stay where it's at. So don't listen to it. Good. Good. Who else wants to go somewhere, dig into something? And where are we at? Oh my God, we're at hour 48. Holy cow.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So what should be like, I've been looking on Upwork and different places. I hired somebody to do some work for me getting, you know, finding corporate events and things like that in Nashville.
Cool. Anyway.
What other types of people should we, and I know you went over this in the video, but what other types of people are going to be essential for our business going forward?
Good. And I think it's actually in the curriculum here, mm-hmm. Which I think you should all have access to, but I think we have a whole thing on building a team, like really what a team looks like. I think it's outsourcing 2.0 or something. Where do I do that at? Calling 201. Yeah, I wonder where I do that at. I do have a module that's all about a team. Huh. All right, I'm gonna look that up. I guess I don't have it handy, or it's not in here. You know, if you can have a VA who does stuff for you 10 hours a week, preferably English speaking, you won't believe how your life changes. And all it takes is you getting used to, and I know Thomas posted a thing about this, that is a fear that, you know, people can't do it as good as me. There's an amazing coach named Dan Sullivan who I listen to quite a bit. He's on a talk called 10X Talk. I think I even shared one of his things, and he did a thing about how 10X is easier than 2Xing your business. But he talked about something called unique ability. And listen to these three things. One is you're good at it. The second is you enjoy it. Now, the second one is you're good at it, you like doing it, and you get more energy from doing it than it takes away from you. And when those three things line up, I know for sure most of us are that way about performing. You know, we enjoy it, we're good at it, and we get energy from doing it. That third one was actually the reason I stopped performing. Like, that dropped off for me. You know, it wasn't giving me more energy than it was taking from me. And it was hard to turn away my business, but I did. And now, like, this kind of stuff, man, I leave here, I like go run miles, I go biking. I love the energy I get from doing this. So if there's something in your business, like you're good at making videos and you kind of enjoy it, but you certainly aren't left with more, that's a wonderful thing for you to tell on yourself and say, I'm going to outsource this. As I said in that message to Thomas on our board, I guarantee you, if he searched Seattle Craigslist, there's 10 editors he could find that would give him back a video project that he'd go, holy shit, this is me? You know, and it would cost you $50. You know, and those, that little step is something that gets in the way of us, that keeps us always in the same place in our business, just by thinking, I can do something, so I should do it. And that's a deadly combination. So look at that unique ability thing. You know, if you're good at it, great. We're probably all good at a whole lot. Do we get joy from doing it? No. Do we get more energy? Are we left at the end feeling better and stronger than we were? You will be from outsourcing. So for that, if you can get a 10-hour a week VA who does project management for you, kind of gives you a big picture, even someone you can send what you want to get done this week, and he or she can put together a schedule for you and send it back, like, here's the things you need to do. Someone you can check in with, someone you can say, hey, I need to book this flight, or I need this database made. Even a VA, Betsy does this for me all the time. She hires someone off Fiverr to get something if we need to collect a whole bunch of data. She's not doing it. She's expensive, but she project managed and hires someone off Fiverr to do it. So I tell you, the more you can get, I know Judy uses a couple of VAs she had posted in there, but the more you can get your plate, just the more you have to be, you know, two things that I want to do is where I have to be and where I want to be. And besides that, man, if they're not in those categories, I'd love to just get out.
Is it possible to get a VA to the CVI? Could you have the VA, VA, there are some voiceover guys on Fiverr and women. In fact, my voicemail greeting was from a woman. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, she just sounds amazing. It sounds like a TV commercial. But yes. For my voicemail greeting, thank you for calling.
It's a really smart idea, actually.
But John, can you do it totally without my, could I have a man with, you know, a professional trained voice say, I'm John Finch, and here's what I want. Here's what I see. You think they would realize that doesn't sound like the guy that just called me? Or they could call.
Right.
Or a telemarketer could call with a different voice.
Dude, this is hilarious because when I hear you talk, I think, man, I got some projects I'd hire John to voice over.
What?
I mean, you got an interesting voice. I mean, it's very different. But yeah, I mean, besides that, there is no problem. I mean, you could have it outsourced, of course, especially if it was someone local who maybe you saw a couple times a week, who could come in and read it. That way you wouldn't have to, you know, send the script and do the file and have them send you back the whole thing. You know, the best way you could make it easy for you, sure. At some point you separate though, and you get to the gig and you're not that guy, disconnect.
So I hired a guy voiceover to my website, and he just did it third party.
I like that.
And he was amazing. It was so easy. I just sent him the script, sent him the video that was already done, and I gave him some ideas. And he worked with me, and I think it cost me like $65. So,
yep.
The name, your British, life, yeah. A British guy.
Yeah. So, you know, John, that's another idea, and any of us can do this. We could have our CVIs done in third person. Not a big deal. You know, you can talk about John Finch comes to these magics. What are you going to see? Blah, blah, blah. You know, what will your audience feel? Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, things, proof that John Finch is worthy of your audience. Boom, 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 boom. It doesn't have to be a individual thing. Personally, I always did them. You know, I just stood up, blasted my energy through the screen and let them feel it. You know, that was my thing. But boy, getting a guy to do it, I would have no objection, and I'd love to see how the test came back from that. I think some people have probably done it in the alumni group. I should probably ask that. Yeah.
So this link that you shared today, Barry, will help us with these promos, with these with the promos. That link that you shared will help us to design that with the template and everything.
Yep, that's for the landing page. As far as the making the content of that video, that's something you would do in PowerPoint or Keynote.
Okay.
And let's see, I know that we cover that in depth. I think I make one live during module, I don't know where that is, let's see, curriculum. Yeah, I think it's right here, CVI. Yeah, creating the CVI live, I do that live in week 7. Because okay. Honestly, that's when most people are doing this. You guys are just, you know, crazy fast. I mean, this group's moving a little faster than the average bears. But in week 7, I actually just go through and make one live. Everything I do, how I talk about it, how I edit it.
The PowerPoint.
I don't know how many of you guys have iPhones, but I promise you, between Keynote, which comes free on an iPhone, and iMovie, which comes free on an iPhone, you could literally do a CVI, you know, starting with it in front of yourself going, hey, this is Barry, microencoder, can't wait to come to your event January 6th, 2018, boom. And then use that and just come into iMovie and literally have a keynote presentation there and go live. So, yep, you're only, this is both a blessing and a curse, but you're only a YouTube video or two away from understanding anything you need to understand in your business right now to move to the next level. You know, or any of the millennials who are in this group could probably explain it while they're also eating soup. It's not hard. So, and if you get stuck on any piece of the technology, Dean, like I said, just post it in the group. Just say, hey, I don't know how to make this CVI, and I'll forward that part of the lesson to you. It doesn't matter. Whatever you need. I want you to surprise yourself.
Yeah. I'll try it.
So Dean, what's it look like for you to make a CVI, to just grab the template, modify it for yourself, and get it out in front of a person?
Right now I don't really even have an idea how to get it started. So I'm going to check out what you said and check out Keynote and iMovie. And I'm going to work on that in the next few weeks. That's such a powerful concept. I can see how that would book a show once they receive that.
Do you use Mac computers?
Yes.
Oh, and you said you had an iPad, right? You did mostly everything on an iPad.
Yeah, most of my work is iPad and iPhone.
Yep, and you can get those free from the App Store. Keynote, whip together your thing, build a presentation, just have mine on one screen, watch it do the same thing. You'll learn a ton just making your first one.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Okay.
I'll try it. Within the next 2 weeks, I'll have something.
That's way better than I'll try. Thanks for grabbing that.
I'll do it.
I was going to push you a little harder. So the next 2 weeks, you'll have at least some version of a keynote made out for some event. Find an event coming to Palm Springs in September and just pretend that's one you're going to market to. Because once you make this thing, you're going to do it. Okay. We'll take the word pretend out of there.
Yeah. And you said in week 7, we do the module. So that's 4 weeks away. So if I do it in 2 weeks, I still have a couple weeks to.
Right. And that one's not even going to really apply to you that much if you're doing it in Keynote and recording it on a different thing. You know, it's just, but you know, that one's there as a base of how to do it. And you'll learn a lot about why we do each thing, why we say each thing. I kind of go into the triggers of what we want to say in those.
Okay.
So, okay. Good. Amory, you were asking something. Did we get to a good answer on it?
Yeah. Really, I'm just, I don't know. Maybe I'm just at a weird point, right? Because I'm about to graduate in like a week. I'm not going to be here for very long. So there's all of these, you know, there's kind of a lot of stuff going on. I think when I actually get to Nashville, it'll kind of clear up and my tasks will be a lot, you know, clearer to see. And once I'm able to like go to business meetings, Chamber of Commerce stuff, and actually meet people, make contacts, I think it'll make things clearer. But my thing was like, if I hire a VA, what would I even, you know, what would I give them to do and what would I do myself?
Yeah. So don't hire a VA right now. Let me just tell you, just if you want to do something that's outsourcing and helping to build the assets of your business, go on to Upwork, get somebody to look at all the conferences coming to Nashville between, September 2018 and spring of 2019. Build a database of those things, of all those events, you know, with the website, the name of the conference, maybe the mission statement or the tagline, you know, we help orthodontists, blah, 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 whatever it is. any contact information they can find, and just build that all into a Google Doc for yourself. Have them build that for a Google Doc for you, and you'll find someone on Upwork who will make that beautiful for you. Then after your move, just apply what we're doing here. You know, you can breathe this stuff, you know, at your intelligence level and age, you know, it wouldn't be any problem for you to act on all that stuff. So in the meantime, what you can get done is getting that database built, so you're not having to start with that when you get there. And and let me know if you want to get hooked up with
If anybody, this is Judy, if anybody has any questions about having a VA or what to do with them, you know, please reach out to me, because I've had VAs for almost 5 years now. And I've got some tips and things that I've learned that I'm happy to share.
Great, thank you.
Awesome.
Sure. And I got to sign off. I got to go play golf.
Bye. Go play golf.
Fun
to see you.
Bye.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Judy, is your Instagram VA coming with you to take pictures of you?
Playing golf?
I'll take those pictures and post them.
I'd like that. That'd be awesome, actually.
I'll do one today just for you. Cool. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Good. Thank you. All right. We're 2 hours, and I know brain melt starts to come in, and I start to feel like malpractice after about 2 hours. So if anyone's got anything else pressing that's going to stop them from moving forward, like right now, I'd love to hear about it. And if not, let's keep the conversation going in the group and set up goals for yourself, set up accountability, things that you say, I'm going to do this by this date, and share them with your group. And if you want, post them in the group. I'd love to hear them. Hey, Sora, you got something else?
Hey guys, just really quickly, someone posted, and I can't remember who it was, about when you are seeking out like a VA to go look for conferences, you made a video. Is that anyone who's on here right now about like guiding the...
Joshua did that.
I think it was John, right?
Well, I did one too, but...
Yeah, I did one too, yeah.
But first Joshua, or Tom, what was Joshua, I think. Where is he?
Oh, Joshua did it? That's right.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, so did you guys, and like I've got to go like look for this post. Did you guys post a video of that? I'm having a brain block here on how to do
that. Yeah, I posted in the comments.
On Facebook.
And
I think it's right here, right? This is April 25th. This little search box on our Facebook group is your friend right here.
Cool.
I don't know how it looks on the phone. Oh, up on the phone, you just use the top bar, the bar on the top. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this was the video about.
And I just recorded it right on my iPhone with the screen capture that's already built in.
Right.
Was that Joshua?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joshua. Cool. Right on.
Hey.
All right.
April 25th. Okay, cool.
Joshua. And
Joshua, how'd that work for you, Joshua? Have you got results from the Upwork freelancer?
I got about 79 so far events. So it's crazy. I'm going through them all right now. Really good stuff. Only 10 hours of work too.
Question uh-huh. about the Upwork. I'm having trouble trying to, are you guys looking under for freelancers to find events in Atlanta? If I'm looking for events and conferences in Atlanta to build a database, am I going under freelancers or?
Yeah.
No, you want to post your job.
Web
and
research.
Then the freelancers will come to you.
There.
Okay. Yeah. So they'll come to you.
Yeah. So we go. My
freelancer is $4.50 an hour.
Right.
Nice.
Okay.
But I can't vouch for the work yet. But
right.
I mean, I figured. Well, let's see what this does.
Right. Okay.
And I don't know how they count the hours either, if that's an audit, like if the website keeps track.
Oh, Upwork's great. Upwork, you actually get a screenshot of, why is that password incorrect? Upwork, you actually get a screenshot. It takes screenshots when they're working for you all the time. So you can just go through their review and see actually where they are. And if you see them like on a
YouTube
site, when they say they're working for you, they don't.
Yeah, because I thought maybe they could just say, hey, I'll work 20 hours.
Hey, and give somebody assignment. I mean, I talk about this when I talk in the outsourcing module. I say, you know, be real specific about what you want. Give them a 1 hour job at first. See what they do in an hour. And yeah.
Yeah, my video I made for the Upwork TaskRabbits was probably too long. And with my explanations.
Yeah.
I wonder whether we should be familiar with how to do this ourselves before
definitely
delegating it to an Upwork.
No, because in my video, I do a little demo video of, yeah, here's what I want you to do. You know, do this for an hour and let me see how many you get. But so, Michael, you asked that. Just come up here to Upwork, log in, get a free account, log in.
Yeah, I got the login. I'm already logged in. I went to, yeah, that's where I am now. Search.
Gotcha. Just put research up here. And then up here in the filters, you can grab this and just put an hourly that you want, you know?
Okay, put research up. Okay, okay.
Yep, I'm research in there.
Typing everything in there, okay.
Yeah, and if those guys have had success with them, then you can refer their names too. And then that way we could all, I mean.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
You know, that's.
Yeah, I put my name in the Facebook post, the one I use.
Okay, great, thanks.
Oh, Barry, I have a question about that. Do you think we could have the freelancers find out what entertainment the conference had last year? Because that would be really nice.
Well, you know, that's a little tough unless they're having a conversation and building a relationship with the person. It's really tough. And I've done this before. If I look at, you know, if I'm going for the 2019 conference and I look online, I find their 2018, a lot of times they'll have the agenda or the program from there. And then I can see, oh my God, they had Kevin James last year. They got money, you know, it's a little bit of tricky work. I wouldn't probably send a freelancer in at that level to do that. However, if they build you a database, just power building, just boom, 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 you know, the four or five columns you want, then you look through them and put a star or bold the ones that you want them to go deeper into. Definitely. But definitely don't do that on every one, you know, just do it on the, oh, and then filters here, you know, this is, market, customer research, web research.
Heather, I just tagged you or whatever, Facebook, Heather, Sora.
I saw that. Thank you, Jack.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, play with these filters. God, I'm not seeing the one where you get the maybe it's under more categories. No. Maybe if you just put English as basic. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, play around on this and find someone. I know somebody shared a name, but $3, $4 an hour for what we're doing at this level is wonderful. It's people are happy they can become, you know, year-long employees of yours at that. And it's great, you know, it's really nice to be not doing that stuff. All right, guys. Anyone else?
They have telemarketers there on Upwork too. Or it was either Upwork or guru.com I saw.
Yep.
I don't know if you're used to selling, you know, $30 products as opposed to $3,000 services, but
building relationships. That's not what we're doing, but it's not the market we're aiming for. I think everyone on here has a similar goal of what kind of audiences to work for, and the kind of experience, the kind of research that I've showed in that lesson can handle is handled beautifully on this. So keep up your outsourcing. Keep up your Larry Vinay connection challenge and study the five-step sales funnel. And let's push ourselves a little bit just to create one. Pick an event that's 6 months out. Do what I challenged Dean to do. Create a PowerPoint, create a keynote, you know, whatever you use. See what it would be like to put yourself in that place. Don and Sarah just jumped on it. Mike jumped on it, grabbed the horns. Two of them have sent it to the place and got the gigs already. Sarah will, I have no doubt, be at that conference in some capacity. I don't know what it'll be, but doesn't matter if it's free or if it's paid. She's that's the audience that needs to see her right now. All right. I'll sign out. Good to see you guys who came on, and Tim, and who else didn't we see? And David and Desi, good to see your guys' names anyway. And yeah, stay in touch on the group. Tell me your say this, David. Good to see you, man. You feeling all right? Oh, you're muted.
No, I know. I'm muted. I'm fine. Just listening. And I think this is progressing very, very well.
Awesome,
fantastic
man.
Fantastic stuff. All right.
Good to see you. I cyber-stalked you a little bit, man. You're a real deal, Magic. I didn't quite know that when we talked.
It's all right. Not a problem.
You're a guy others talk about. That's always good.
Yeah, well, sometimes you never know.
Why don't you go full Penn and Teller? Have you done that?
You know what? I've submitted to them a couple, three times. When you're a Caucasian and middle-aged, at least so I'm told. Now, that's not always the case. They want a demographic of the millennial. They want someone young. They want a lot of women, and they want diversity too.
Interesting.
Which I can't blame them. I'm not bitter. I'm not anything with regard to that. And then just like for example, America's Got Talent or whatever, they have a couple, like Richard Turner was on there, or Paul Gertner. And what they do is they turn around and they give them the "you fooled us," even though we know that they didn't really fool them. Just like they have to show the clunkers on America's Got Talent in order to make the people that have talent stand out. You got to fool them a couple of times a season. Otherwise, it's worthless. So I think they hand those out to trophies for luminaries in the field. And hopefully, you never know if they feel that I've had Penn fly in to see my show maybe 15 years ago. He flew in specifically to see it. And cool. I don't know. It has to do with producers. You know, those guys don't have the power to book as widely as many people think that they do. There's a lot of other people involved in that show.
Oh my gosh, yeah, so many. I don't even think Penn and Teller really have a say in it even. But yeah, I love what you said about Paul Gertners and the Richard Turners. I mean, those are guys are, you know, legends. And yeah, did they know how Paul Gertner did it? Who cares? It was so well executed. You know,
no, actually, I believe that Gertner did fool them. And like I said, even if he didn't fool them, or Turner didn't fool them, the idea that somebody has to fool them at least a few times or two or three times each season, that has to happen. Otherwise, the show sucks.
Right.
Just like, anyway, you get it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, good, man. It's just something that came up while I was watching some of your stuff. I was like, yeah, you're I imagine you could actually do it, pull something off. So, well, good. All right, guys, I'll sign off. Great week, man. This time was fast.
I love it. So, Penn, could he use a testimonial from, even if Penn Jillette didn't say or write a review, could he remember something Penn said and use that as a review?
Yeah, he did say something to me. He said, "Hey, see you later. Great show."
So great show. You could.
No,
put that
no. You know what?
Great
I've got,
show.
I've got quotes from people like Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson. It goes on and on and on. So yeah, with all due respect to Penn Jillette, I love him and he's a great guy. But anyway, you know what I mean. All right, guys, have a great rest of the week and make it productive, and we'll catch up with you in another week.
Bye, you guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Use the group. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Barry.